If I say so. Sha'av Zeshem Perek Zion. The Chavis Levavis tells us about those who really love their Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Ha'taivos Namasu Milibam. Taivis, desires for Olam Hazeh have just melted it away out of their hearts. Ba'chukal Tanugim Nekra Mehem. The burning lust for pleasure has been uprooted from them because it was replaced when they injected in their hearts a tshuka, a fierce, burning passion for serving Hashem and love for Hashem. And that fire, Eisha Yetzer Kofsa Melibam, that fire of passion for serving Hashem extinguished the fire of the Yetzirah. The only way to extinguish the fire of the Yetzirah is by replacing it with a fire for Avodas Hashem. And they're so blinded by the light, they're so obsessed with the light of God's presence that all other visions and enticements have dissolved and disappeared. As we said before, like the light of the candle is totally dissolved in the light of the sun. The light of the candle makes no impression whatsoever. So too they stand in the light of Hashem. So all the other desires of the world, they do kindle our interest, but not by them, because when you're standing in high noon sun, the light of the candle means nothing. And the only thing that disturbs them is the fact that they feel they have not served Hashem adequately, and they're constantly confessing to Hashem and apologizing to Rabbeinu Shlom for not having served him enough. So again, we say every week the irony that if you don't come to someone's bar mitzvah, or you don't come to their vort, or this the lachayim, and the lachayim and a vort, and you don't show up on time, you'll be apologizing forever. And we come late to davening, who bothers saying I'm sorry to Hashem? We miss davening, who bothers saying I'm sorry to Hashem? Miss a shir, who bothers saying I'm sorry to Hashem, or to the maggid shir? No, that's fine. You can miss that. That the shir you can miss, davening you can miss, but a silly social event, which is not so silly to the person making it, but relatively not that important, there we are profuse in our apologies. David Hashem is constantly apologizing to Hashem for not serving him properly. Now, when you come in contact with David Hashem and Ohev Hashem, you'll see that they're by Shonim B'Tachlis. You'll see David Hashem is someone who is a Baishan, a Chutzif, a lot of Chutzpah in the world. A lot of Azaz Ponim. The sign of a real Jew is a Baishan. And Ohev Hashem is a Baishan. He recognizes that he's standing in the presence of Hashem, and he is overwhelmed, and he watches his way, and he just is transfixed in this presence of the Rebbeinu Shlomo. It's like nobody would. Sitting in shir, you're sitting in the shul, you're listening to somebody, you wouldn't be doing something else. You're totally paying attention to what's going on. A person who's over Hashem is embarrassed to do anything other than the Ratan Hashem. He feels he's in Hashem's presence all the time. It'd be a chutzav of him to do something else and to do anything contrary to Hashem's will. And you'll see that when you speak to a Oyev Hashem, he's a Talmud Chacham. When he answers, he'll answer with seichel. When, if you even sin towards David Hashem, you'll see that he's na'anav, that he's humble, he won't attack you. And you'll see the light of Hashem over them. In other words, the Oyev Hashem is a person who feels he's standing in the light of God. And that light, that beautiful light, will be reflected through the personality of an Ohev Hashem. So you'll know one when you meet one. And if you could, he says, if you would be capable of going into someone's heart, if we had the power to x-ray people and give a person a heart x-ray, you would see that the heart of the true lover of Hashem is broken-hearted. They're broken before Hashem. They feel they have not done enough for their Baruch Shalom. And you know, if there's somebody you owe a favor to, you know that you want to give them, you want to pay them back some way, show you, it's not someone to pay them, you just want to show your appreciation. The Lord of Hashem is so deeply indebted to their Baruch Shalom. So if someone gave you a lot of money, someone did you a big favor, they went out of their way for you, you'd be very indebted to them. And you travel over the world to make sure they attend all their simchas for the rest of their life. And you go to their chasnas and their simchas and everything, you do what you can for them, you send them a New Year's card, a Chanukah card, a Purim card, a birthday card, an anniversary card, and a whatever card. So the Oyev Hashem, he feels so tzibrochen because he'll never, never be able to even begin to express his hakara to tell you that they're banished on. You'll find their heart is broken. You'll find their heart is filled with the words of God, and their heart is empty of interest in Olam Hazeh. They have zero interest in Olam Hazeh. They're not interested very much in schmoozing around with people. They have no big pleasure of schmoozing with people. They don't like kibitzing around. When, you know, some people love hearing all kinds of schmutz and gossip about other people. You know, the dirtier it is, the bad, the worse the thing they did, it's more interessant. They just love hearing this good gossip. And if they did something really bad, no, they did a little something, but if they did really bad, oh boy, this is very interessant. And you'll make sure to get daily updates on the latest schmutz. So the schmutzier it is, the more interesting and the more curious we are. Maybe it's a secret wish of our own that's coming to our consciousness. So the Oyev Hashem is truly abhors, is repugnant to him. He don't want to even hear about it. We love hearing about other people's sins. There must be something in us that we're not purified from sins ourselves. Makes us feel better because misery loves company. So we know that we're sinners ourselves. So when we're telling our sins, we don't feel so bad anymore. We just love hearing the stories, daily or hourly updates. What's the latest on Yankel? Yeah, I hear it. He went bankrupt. Yeah, yeah, he's a ganef. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Let's hear more about it. How many people did he take under? He's a real crook, this guy. Yeah, and I heard some other stories about him. Yeah, he's getting divorced. Let's hear the schmutz. Yeah, yeah, ha. Let's hear all the details. And we love, of course, living by comparison, comparing ourselves to the other guy. He's no good. He's a crook. Because we know we're all crooks ourselves. He's messing around with other people's wives. Because we're doing the same things and we have such wishes. We love schmutz. Because we love hearing it. If we love hearing about it, that tells us a lot about who we are and what we are. It would be disgusting. I mean, I just took out the garbage before I came here before. It's terrible, the garbage after Shabbos. Really smells. I want to get rid of that garbage. I can truthfully say I want to get rid of the garbage out of my house. I want it out of here. I mean, I'm not interested in poking through the garbage. Why would I want to poke through the garbage if the Shabbos, all the schmutz, all the stuff? Who'd want to go through the garbage bags? Unless I like the garbage. I want to get the garbage out of here. So why would someone enjoy hearing all the garbage? So says the Chazal of Zayim Hashem, he avoids conversation with people. And he has no pleasure. And he's mayes as derech hashchisus. People who are perverted. He hates hearing about perversions. Yeah, most of us love hearing about perversions for somebody else, of course. It's very interesting to hear all these perverse things. We just love hearing about these things. So, the Oyev Hashem, no, he only goes on higher things. He's more dignified. He's eleganta mensch. He's a dignified person. And you know what? This is a meridik. Oh, this is Ayisot. He says in the schus of these clean people, Bishusa mistalkim ayisurim. If you want to know, there should be more suffering in the world. It's the schus of the Oyev Hashem who hate bad things, that bad things don't happen. If you think it's bad now, it can be much worse. It's in the schus of the Oyev Hashem, who would cringe. Hashem said, how can I should kill another few people that Nebuchadnezzar is through. I should have some more car accidents. Some more people should have Yenamachla. I can't do it to the Oyev Hashem. He'll get so tsar. He'll have real tsar, not fake tsar. I can't do it then. So in the schus of the Ayah of Hashem, who with bad news and tragedies truly upset him, I heard him, b'schusam mistalkam ayisurim, and b'schusam yardim ha-gisham, I don't know where he gets this from. He's, the Ayah of Hashem and his schus, I mean, in the Gemara they daven, but in the schus of the Ayah of Hashem, now, it's sur meira. The world has less tragedies than the merit of those who love Hashem, and the world has more bracha than the merit of those who love Hashem. The rains come down there, it's chus, not in our chus. Who is chusam nizaynim the adam, and if there's parnasim, the world's in the chus also. Who is chusam nizaynim the adam v'chol hashal pnei adama. Like the Gemara says, that kolav kula nizam v'chus chananya b'ni daila b'krav shal chruvim e'er shavuz e'er shavuz. That Gemara says already that the Gemara Tainas tells us people the rains come down, there's chus, and the Gemara says in brachas and Tainas that the whole world is nizam the chus chananya b'daisa. One second, now listen, this, actually, I never really thought enough about this Gemara. What do you mean, the whole, call Yom B'Yom Zag Gemara, Baskel Yaitseis, every day, a heavenly voice comes out and says, call Olam Kulay Nizayim B'Schus Chanina B'Ni V'Chanina B'Ni Daila V'Kav Shechruvim V'Yerv Shabbos V'Yerv Shabbos. Now, Baskels don't lie. So the Baskel says, every day, coming out today, I'm sure you all heard it when you're davening to the Baskel, you're davening, you heard a lot of Baskels, that's what davening is all about. Hear the Baskels. You heard the Baskels said that the Oilam is these on the schus of Chanina B'ni. Kol Oilam. Mean no one else has these schusim. Nobody. Just Chanina. Vaisnai is that there, on the highest level, the person who opened up the gates of schusim for Parnasa is this pure person, like Chanina Mendoisa, who is called the Chosid. You know, the whole Perek and Tainus and the Chofs, which starts. And the Chofs is called Pirk of the Chasidusa. It's called the Perek of Chasidus. If you want to become a Chasid, it's not great. Chasidus is hard to learn. You can come to the Mori Naim Shir Thursday night. But you first have to learn Mesech the Tainas, Pirk of the Chasidusa. All about, it's all it is as a Gadata. About the Chasidim and Usus, the rain came down and the Parnasa comes. And there it says that all the stories of Chalim Adais, there's many stories about him. And the Mishnayas about him. In Brachas, he was called the Chasid of the Mishnayas. And the whole world is nizah on his chus, because he was ayav Hashem. He really loved Hashem, nothing else. Avar raya, for himself, he ate a kav is 24 kebeyim. He ate 24 eggs bulk, which is 48 kezesim throughout the week of chruvim, of carobs, no less. So you divide 48 into a merv shabbos, a merv shabbos means it's 7 days a week. So you divide the 48 into seven is how much? It's approximately seven. So he ate seven chruvim, seven. Because he ate 14 kazasins worth of chruvim a day. That's a big diet. I ate a lot, actually. The girl, you ate two or three kazasins a day. He ate seven kebayim's worth of chruvim every day. Seven kebayim of carob. Not a great diet. What? No. Son? Who's the son? The knee. The Rabbi Shlach calls him my son. Rabbi Shimon Yochai had a son, Rabbi Lazar, the Gemara says, right? He's the Bnei Aliyah, me and my son. The Chanina Bnei Hashem's calling him a son. He's Hashem's son. And Chanina, so the Gansavel is Nizam. Now, of course, if Sadek HaKoyen says, you know, what do you mean? The Gemara says, if Salash, I think Omer viewed him a Rav. The Chol Yom Baskel Yaitzeh. In the time of Rav, Rav lived a couple hundred years after Chanina Mendoisa. Rav was Namorav, the first or second generation. Right, Chanina Mendoisa lived in the time of Yechim and Zakkai. Chanina Mendoisa lived at least 250 years before Rav, the Amora. So how could Rav say a Baska comes out every day and the world needs him b'schus Chanina Mendoisa? Chanina Mendoisa was long in the grave. The Teretz is that b'chol dor v'dor b'chol yoyim v'yon there is a Chanina Mendoisa. That's what the Chavos Zavos is saying. The person who is like Chanina Mendoisa, Oyev Hashem, is, the Chazak HaKayin speaks about it. And he says that the Bechina of Chanina Mendoisa called Dor V'Dor V'Chol Yoyim V'Yoyim, and Chanina Mendoisa, those people who have Chain. Anybody whose name had the word Chain, it's a Chanukah Shmuz, about Chanukah, maybe we'll elaborate next week. It's a Chanukah Shmuz. Anybody whose name has the letters Chain in it, Yochanan, Elchanan, Chanina, Chananya, Choni Hamagol, all these people are sons to the Rabbi Shalom, and they are the Oyev Hashem, and they are Maitzichain, but they are Hashem. And Hashem gives them Matnas Chinam. If you look in Gan Shas, the people, it's an Alt Shmuz, a Grace of Shmuz, the people whose names have Chain in them, were Bodom La Makom, and they had special siyata d'shmaya, and they had special bali moifis, and that's a chen with the Rabbi Yishlom. That's the whole word of Chanukah, chen. So these are the oyev Hashem, says the Chavos Levavos, as he describes how you become this kind of person. And there's chus, the whole world gets their pranasa. In other words, if not for them, they are the rotor rooter system. So if you ever got roots in your pipes, you know that nothing comes. You have the best pipes, but if you have clogged pipes, you can't get anything. It's only the people who have cleansed themselves with Olam Hazeh that they can cleanse the pipelines for the rest of us. So we are ganz gepakt with Olam Hazeh. We're full with Olam Hazeh. We are gepakt. Our minds, our hearts are ganz and tog and ganz and that we only think of Olam Hazeh. And we say a few words of praise to God, maybe half asleep. How much do we open our mouth during Pesukah Zimra? How many times do we open our mouths up? Very little. So the kids, so those people who are Maitzachem B'nei Hashem, they are like the roto-rooter service that roots out all the fashtopt, all the gunk, and all the gunk, all the junk, and everything that's clogging the pipelines from Shemayim. So that's the part that everyone says, Kolal Kula Nizam B'Shvil. Vishul is named because means Vishul is a shvil, a pipeline. A shvil is a road. A shvil is a canal. A shvil is a channel. The Ganzavel is needed only in the channel of Chiyam Adaisa. Because the channels that we have are all clogged up. So there's no pranasa coming through our channels. We're so freshed up with our desire for channels that we can't hook up to the spiritual source of where all the pranasa comes from. If our desire is Ruchnius, and we're just eating for the sake of having Koyach to daven to Hashem, Raya, we're putting our full kaychas into the davening. I guess when I was a kid, I remember, I'll never forget. When I decided to run away to yeshiva, when I was a teenager, so I told my parents the tragic news that I will not be going to Harvard or Columbia, I'm going to go to yeshiva. So my parents, my father ran a kibbutz Mishkov, my mother, she did me well. They were in Grossinger's, was during the summer. They were at Grossinger's Hotel, nice Jewish hotel, all the amenities. So I had to tell them the news that Grossinger's not for me and I'm going off to tell the yeshiva. So I came to daven there, Shacharis. So I come to Shacharis and, so my father, as you come in, come back, he's saying, "You go to yeshiva? Like, what are you going to be? Become a rabbi or something? You know, you could be a great professional, a doctor, a lawyer. See, look at that guy in the back of the shul. You see that guy in the back of the shul with a big talus over his head? He's a big doctor, a big talus with a big wool, a Turkish of old palace with a faflochten, a Torah, a shuckle, a zo. I said, you could be an Erlich. Look at that fellow, he's a doctor, I remember his name even. And he comes from Queens, and he's a doctor, and he's from, you know. So the guy's like in the corner, with this talus, big, huge, voluminous talus covering him from all sides. So I'm looking at the fellow, my role model, and my future role model, for that this is what I should look up to. So he finishes Shemona Esrei, he walks back, very properly, like a real rabbinical type. And I see, he takes his hat, I see under his talus, he's wearing a polo shirt and shorts, and right next to him, by his shtender, he has his tennis racket, and he's putting his tool together real fast, because he has an appointment on the tennis court before breakfast, the chaperein, a good tennis racket before breakfast. You have a big talus over the cup, but the ganze cup is washed up with tennis as he's davening. He's thinking about the money. He's thinking about his tennis appointment. He got to run out of here. He's out of here before the last cottage with his tennis racket in hand. Goodbye, Charlie. As Elcha mentioned, we're not going to have the pipelines for the parnas of Klal Yisrael. The pipelines come from the clean pipe. B'shevil chanina v'ni. Chanimidil only loves the Rebbeinu Shlom. He has no interest in Olam Hazeh. If he has a little Olam Hazeh, it's only for the sake of putting his flesh and his bones together. He shouldn't drop dead from starvation. So he eats a little bit just be Yitzhazayim. Without Tavlin, without these spices and fragrances and Geschmack. Ever since I heard that Rebbe tell me he doesn't put Tavlin on any of his food, I can't enjoy spices anymore. I enjoy it, but I can't do it. I have a guilt conscience. Every time I put a little ketchup on my meat, what am I putting ketchup? This rabbi doesn't eat any tabo, and my meat, I have to put ketchup on it. Oh, he begs me. Chalvish by them, I'm still using ketchup and mustard, but at least I cracked about it. Maybe in a couple of years I'll stop using ketchup. If I cracked enough, maybe someday I'll come not to use the ketchup. I only put 1 teaspoon of sugar into my coffee now. I only have 2. I'm working on it. But it's so fashtaf the Bamhaza. So says the Chavis of Vav, it's only in the schus of the Ayav Hashem is Nizan Bnei Adam, the Kol Hashem, Pnei Adama. It's unbelievable. The Chavis of Vav is Elektsu. The Chavis of Vav is Mamish Elektsu Gevaltik. The Gemara doesn't say, Kol Yisrael, design the Beschus, Beshvil Chani Lemini. The Gemara says, Bechol Yoyim Yoyim Basko Yoyitze, Umachrezes, Kol Oilam Kulay. Nizayin b'shevil, not b'schus, but b'shevil chani lemani. In the channel, and it doesn't say Jews, it doesn't say goyim, it says kolaylam, means even the daisies. The daisies are sprouting only in the schus lemani, and the snails are snailing, and the worms are worming, and the amoeba are amoebing, and everything is surviving only in the schus lemani. There is no nutrition, there is no sustenance only in that shevil. He says it clearly. It's not just human. Humanity is supported by the Ayav Hashem. Everything on the face of the earth, the ganze Welt. What is chus? Can you imagine the chus of this chanina ben daisa? But he calls it chus. The Gemara says shevil. It's a pipe. But it's the same thing. The word chus is lashon zakus. Zakus means purity, cleansing. He's a clean rain in the neshama. Why? Because these people purify themselves not to sin with arayas, within sexual matters. And they push away all kinds of pleasures and luxuries and goodies and delicacies in life. They don't just stop, stay away from Bar Masur. They don't pass by the trefa store with the provolone cheese and the middle and say, I got any provolone cheese, but it must be mamash geschmack. That the Jarlsberg Swiss cheese will look so good. I don't need that kind of that. I have to be stopping with this Jewish stuff. I'm sure they tell me that they pass up. That's not enough just to pass by the store and say, too bad. No, they run away from Davar Masurim. They run away. And they go to Derech HaTayva Yosher. And they go to the Mailus HaRoma Yisayidei Shesavlu Es Oyla Vodas Hashem Bezman HaKotzer Sheshuzim Elu Mazeh. These people, they run away from Israel and they run towards Hashem and they put the oil, the burden, it's a burden. It's oil Malchus Shemayim, it's not a burden. They have taken upon themselves the burden of Malchus Shemayim and the short period of life they have on this earth. And in that way, there was zeichah the two worlds. Because we, who are only in Zilnav Haza, we have no worlds. Not only don't we get Olam Haba, we don't even get Olam Haza because our whole life is never enough. If you want Olam Haza, we never even enjoy Olam Haza, because Olam Haza is so full of disappointment and pain and poverty. And there was a fellow who, a rich fellow, a very wealthy fellow, he called me to us, he asked me to come, he needed advice. This week I came to his house, he needed some advice on something, I don't even know the fellow, to tell you the truth. Whatever, I came to his house, and he told me, you see my big house here? He doesn't live in this neighborhood. This is one of his other rich Muncie neighbors. Big house. He's rabbi. I'm telling you, I look rich. Believe me, business is not easy. I've been up and down so many times in life. I've at least banked 4 times. I've been minus 4 times. He's a good guy. He's a very good person. Matorah. He's a wonderful person. I was very impressed. I never heard of this guy, fella. And he says, it's always up and down. So now it's a little bit up, Baruch Hashem. I don't know, but... it's not what it looks like. It's not easy. It's not easy. Olam Haza is not easy. He learned yeshiva. He's a great Talmud Chacham, a Ben Torah. But it's always up and down, he says. I've been plenty of times minus. I've been broken. I've been minus broken. So Olam Haza, it looks nice, but there's lots of tzars behind those big, beautiful houses, the big facades, plenty of problems. If we're here for Olam Haba, and minimal Olam Haza, we don't crest over the fact that we didn't get more Olam Haza, then, says the Chavos of Avos, we'll get both worlds. Then, with the little we have, if we're here for Olam Haza for a minimum, we'll get minimum, Baruch Hashem. Look, as long as we're alive, we got the minimum. All right, we got the minimum, we were alive. So we must have gotten enough to stay here in this world. So if we're only looking for minimum maintenance in this world, you'll get it. You'll have Olam Haza. You'll enjoy what you have, because you don't have big expectations. If you don't have great expectations like Charles Dickens and Elam Haza, not great expectations, so Elam Haza will be fine. And Elam Haza you'll have also, because your expectations, you put your expectations on Elam Haza. You'll have Yashdei Elam Haza. And that's why it says in the Mizmor, Kuf Yud Beis, Ashri Yishu Reyes Hashem. And the whole Kuf Yud Beis is talking about the person Reyes Hashem has, the person who really fears Hashem will have two worlds. So again, he says, the Oyev Hashem is Azoy. Whatever he has on Rav Haza, he says, plenty. Whatever I have, great. Thank you, Hashem. I don't even deserve this much. I don't deserve this much. But you're only making the minimum wage. You're barely making ends meet. I don't even deserve this much. What's Olam Haza anyway? I'm crafting. I didn't do enough on my Olam Haba. That's right. You're right. I have big expectations of Olam Haba. And everything I've done for the Rebbeinu Shlomo already, the mitzvah is what? It's so little, Taka. I've done so little. What he's done for me is so much. Just the opposite of we do. We think we did big mitzvahs. I'm a great guy. I came to Minyan every day this week. I'm a great guy. I came every month. I came every month. I'm a wonderful person. I'm terrific. I've done so much for the Rebbeinu Shlomo. What's he done for me lately, actually? I didn't get any customers this week. I'm twiddling my thumbs. The red ink is all over the place. Where's God anyway? I've done so much for him. He hasn't done much for me lately. God, what have you done for me lately? I've done a lot for you lately, you know. I'm a good guy. I give meiser. I'm a good guy. I send my kids to yeshiva. What have you done for me lately, Hashem? Where are you? Right? That's not the way of Hashem. The way of Hashem says, what have I done for Hashem lately? This is a tefillin. This is tefillin. This is the kavanah when I put my tefillin on. This is gedavin. That's a Shabbos. That's a Shabbos. It's good enough to Shabbos. Like, it says galant. My head was elsewhere. And look what Hashem did for me. Hashem did so much for me. And Baruch Hashem, I have Enayim, Shinayim, Enayim, Raglayim, not the fellow, never just has foot amputated because he was ambushed by an Arab. An Arab had an A3 bullet which shattered into his whole body and that had never that cut his legs off. Chmallah, Hashem gave me good gesunte feet, gesunte eyes, and gesunte head, and gesunte hands, and 10 fingers, and I have 10 toes. Baruch Hashem, Chazdi Hashem, and I have teeth. And I have children. Hashem, thank you so much for children, healthy children. Hashem, you did me so much. What do I deserve all this for? People don't have any children. Some people have no health whatsoever. You did so much for me. What have I done for you yet? That's the key. That is the hallmark of the Oyev Hashem, says the Chavos Levavos, that whatever the Rebbeinu Shlomo commands them, so little, Hashem demands so little of me. I only supposed to daven. What does it come out to? This is a very long minyan. This is Rabbi Foyer's minyan here. This is 50-minute shachar. Okay, no, but that, I only daven 50-minute shachar and 15 minutes mincha, 15 minutes ma'ariv, hopefully. So the whole daven is not even an hour here for day. It's all you want from your Rebbeinu Shlomo. You keep me alive 24 hours a day, meis leis. All you want is an hour and a half of daven. What a bargain! What a bargain! An hour and a half of daven. I get 24 hours of life. This is the biggest bargain. And tefillin, I learned with tefillin very long. And what does tefillin cost anyway? And this is such a bargain. It's filling for a few dollars. I'm such a mitzvah. I wear the crown of Hashem. Wow. I wear the crown of Hashem for a few pennies. I wear tzitzis all day. Bargains. You're so good to me. Can I do something else for your Rebbeinu Shlomo? I only daven an hour and a half today. I only benched it. What more can I do for your Rebbeinu Shlomo? So their avodas Hashem is very little in their eyes. And what Hashem does for them is more than they deserve. And they're always looking for new ways to serve the Rebbeinu Shlomo. And says the Chavos Levavos, that's why they're looking for a mitzvah tmidi. They're looking for a mitzvah they can do all the time. They're saying, you know, Rebbeinu Shlomo, this davening's not enough, it's only an hour and a half a day. And tefillin is only a short time, but then tzitzis, well, I'm asleep, but it's not necessarily time. The mitzvah at night. So what can I do? You know what, I gotta learn. There's one mitzvah I can do all the time, that's learning. Learning, v'hoyu at varmela, sh'onegh, v'safu yom, v'vecho, sh'nat, l'vnech, v'dibayt, v'bom. I'm not learning the daf yomi because I got to be yotze daf yomi or else it's not good for shiduchim. People say, does he go to the daf every day? Yeah, I do the daf every day. So it's good for shiduchim to learn daf yomi. It's interesting. It calms my conscience. My wife is a little more derech haaretz for me. And not only that, if I do the daf yomi, I don't do anything else. Because every time the rabbi asks me to come to a shiur, I say, I want you to do the daf. My mind's on overload. I was yotze the daf already. I'm a good guy. I did my daf. That's it. Psht. Not Oyev Hashem. Oyev Hashem, he's not looking to be Yotzei with his daily daf. Oyev Hashem is looking to, I want to be with Hashem day in the Seder. I want to chazer daf. I want to go over it again. I want to bal peh. Go over it again and again every 3 seconds. I'll listen to the car. I'll listen to a tape. Again, the nachum. I want to remember it. I want to have a mitzvah. Hashem gives me the breath of life every second. What can I do back for Hashem with the breath of life every second? There's no tilim bal peh at least. Mishnah is bal peh. I gotta say words of Torah all the time. Hashem is giving me life all the time. What am I doing with Him all the time? What am I doing for Hashem all the time? I only did an hour for davening today. It's not enough. And another hour of learning is not enough. 2.5 hours for Hashem. He gave me so much. This is the mindset of an oyev Hashem, like the Chavos Lavavos. Mizendah Balagaiva. You know what Balagaiva is? Us. Balagaiva is the one. We're Balagaiva. Balagaiva. We think we're Balagaiva klape our friends and our colleagues. That's what we think of Balagaiva. I think I'm bigger than, which is true also. Who are you anyway? I'm looking around. Yeah, I'm bigger than everybody. To work on you a little bit. Klipas Hashem. Garnished. The Bali Gaiva of the Chazal is connected to the Rabbi Nishlom with Bali Gaiva. Gaiva is that I think that I did for God the maximum, and the Rabbi Nishlom did me the minimum. That's the guess, the Gaiva of the Chavis Lavavis. The Oyev Hashem, who is an Onav, V'tachas Anava, I haven't begun to show my appreciation to the Rabbi Nishlom. He's done so much for me, and I've done so little for him. Moshe Hashem kol tagmaloi aloi. How can I repay Hashem all the goodness and the kindness He has showered upon me? If we're Balagai Vaklapi the Rabbani Shalom, we think that He's in debt to us, and we're not in debt to Him, so it takes to Balagai with everybody. Because Balagai with the Rabbani Shalom, the Gaiva starts with our attitude towards the Rabbani Shalom. This is what to contemplate. We're Balagai Vaklapi Hashem, Zok the Chavos Lavavos. We think we're doing, we did a lot for him, he does very little for us. This is the sign of Oyev Hashem. He's always looking to do more and more constantly for the Rabbani Shalom.